heart beating now. Cause we're stirring up, cause we're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna dance in the river. Dance in the river. Cause we're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna jump in the river. Jump in the river. We're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna dance in the river. Dance in the river. Cause we're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna jump in the river. Jump in.
Everybody. Very good song, don't you think? Welcome to Hiram First Baptist. This is our third week or third Wednesday of every month youth service. I'm excited. They're excited. I think this is going to be a great service. But first, we've got a few announcements to get through. Movie on the Lawn, August 29, 2015. It starts at dusk. You have to bring your own seating. You have to bring your own chair. We're going to be serving popcorn and drinks, and the youth will be serving that. So come, bring your family, enjoy that. We'll have a good time. October 16th and 17th, there will be a youth campout, and it will be at my house, just like last time. It'll be just a little bit different this time. This Sunday, we will have some paperwork on it, but it'll be in the foyer. It's not there right now. So be thinking about that, and if you're interested. But this time, we're going to have a more accurate head count because 14 turned into 38 quickly. And when that happens, it's not that we were underprepared, but we'll just call it just barely prepared. We got there. But today is a special day. Today, we have a young man that we've been praying for. Colin, would you come up for us, buddy? Hey. Let's give Colin a round of applause. Stand right here, bro. You gotta watch out. That light will blind you. It's happened to me twice. Colin has been sick. And we've been praying for Colin. And Colin, we love you and your family. And we've been praying for you a lot. And we're glad to have you. Colin, we've got you something that's special. And we know while you're sitting at home, sometimes it gets boring. So what we got is, and your mom's going to love this. It's full of candy, and I'm sure that she will be ecstatic that you're going to eat this candy. We also got you a CD, and the youth got together, and we sang a bunch of songs. I say we, I did not sing, I would ruin it. But I didn't need a second on that. But yes, we've got this together, and we're glad for you to have it. Thank you very much, Colin.
Thank you.
At this time, I'm going to ask Jacob Boggs, where is he, to come up and lead us in prayer. He is going to pray over the offering, and then we are going to sing another song, right? No, we're going to do it backwards. We are going to do it backwards.
Jacob. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for letting us be able to gather here tonight, and thank you for letting us be able to guide the service and help us to have a good service tonight and get the message through and help Alan when he's preaching. And please bless this offering. And thank you for letting Colin be able to make it here tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. And worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. And worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. I sing for all that you've done for me. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
I enjoyed that. That's part of this message. You can listen to the words of that song and it'll speak to you. Because today's world is fading. But God's word's eternal. And today's world will be tomorrow's past. And I'm going to get through this little part here, and then we're going to read some scripture, and then we're going to pray. But living in today's world, and all the things that man has come up with for entertainment and for communication, all those things, at some point come and go. I'll give you some examples. You guys might not know this one, but who's familiar with what MySpace is? There's a reason there's very few hands. What replaced MySpace? Facebook. And Facebook is in the process of being replaced itself. How about AOL? That's a little farther. Who knows what AOL is? Do you remember the AOL? If you had an email address and it had AOL on it, then you were something. I remember I was young. How about this one? 90210. Y'all remember that? How about pagers? Who's had a pager? I had a pager. I noticed that you guys aren't raising your hand, but everybody behind you is. I'm figured out that I'm older than I thought I was. How about flip phones? I knew Tommy Bruce would say something. He still got one. But my point is, before we read this, that those are all things that man has created that at some point or another, somebody in this room thought, if I can just get one of them, I'll have it made. I remember in high school, if I can get a pager, I'll put a yellow case on it. It'll be the only thing I ever need for communication again. I've got this pager. Somebody can send me a phone number, and all I got to do is find a phone. I got it made. I find a phone, pow, I can call whoever I want. There is no more need for further technology. If you would, turn to Psalms 32. And I'll give you guys a minute to get there. And I've been reading on this for several days. And I struggled with it at times to get it like I know that it should be. But the things of this world that will pass and that this stuff will never end completed it for me. We're going to start in verse 5. And we're going to read through the end. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto you, Lord, and thou gavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in a way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Father, we come to you this afternoon thankful for the opportunity to gather in your house. And God, we thank you for all these youth that have joined here today. God, we thank you for the blessing that they've put on our life, watching them perform. God, and I pray that the words that I stand up here, Father, and that come out of my mouth will be from you, God. God, I pray that you move me out of the way and you speak clearly. God, I pray that there be one or many in here tonight that need a Savior or just need to speak with you, God, that before this night's over, that would take place. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. The Lord has provided a path and instruction that won't fade away. It'll never fade away. It won't go by the way of the pager. It won't go by the way of AOL, which still exists, but in very small quantities. It won't go the way of any of those other things that we talked about. It has survived the test of time. These are the words of David. There's a long period of time from then to now. Yet these words still hold true for our lives. We can still live by God's word. And it's what we should do. It's an inspiration. It's a leading. Just a few moments ago, we listened to 10,000 Reasons. Who listens to that song more than just in here? Okay, I love that song. I thought that song was new. I did not know that that was the number one hit in 2013. You know, and you guys may have known that. Again, I thought pagers were cool. I mean, it makes sense. And if you look at the second verse of that song, it says, the sun comes up and it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. And when we get serious about our life, our walk with God, a lot of times it's when trouble has come into our life. Sometimes when things are going great, things are going really, really well, sometimes it's just almost too good that we don't stop and give the Lord thanks for what we have. But in order to really have that relationship that we need, we must seek peace with God. So when those troubled times come, because they will come, there will be times where it's not always fun or great or easy going or smooth. Have you ever run into hard times? It's okay to raise your hand. You ever run into hard times yet? Has something happened that you cried out to God, help me, or change a situation that's in my life? Seek peace. We're looking for the inner peace that only God provides. Some of you have had the opportunity, and you've taken it. You are saved young people, and that's beautiful. I didn't do that when I was your age. I wish I would have, but I didn't. I was on up into my teen years. I think there's some people in this room like that as well. I didn't seek the Lord at an early. It would have saved me some heartache. Not that it wouldn't have been tough, but I would have had the Lord with me. Peace from Jesus Christ. When it comes, he knows he paid our sin debt. The debt that we cannot repay. Oh, we cannot repay. Because I've surrendered to a God, and because you have surrendered to a God that is alive. It's not an idea. It's not something that's fading. And he loves us as much today as he did at the beginning of time. We can have that peace. He wants to bless me. He wants to bless you. And when I listen to the words of those songs, right in the very middle of it, the sun comes up. It's a new day. And this is going to be a little comical to you. When I get up in the morning, I'm not always super, super happy to be awake. But I do get up. And I flop over onto the bed. Sometimes Tracy is already awake. Sometimes she's not. And I sit on the edge of the bed and I let my feet hang over. And I put my hands down on the side. And I pray. And usually it's a little strange because I'm not fully awake. But I don't want to miss out on an opportunity right then. That's how I want to start my day. I want to know that I'm going to walk the rest of the day with the Holy Spirit. That I've got it right then. And I can complete my day with it. So once I get up, and I'm making my way to my bathroom, you got to figure, I've got this beard. And when you lay down and sleep, it does not stay straight. All right? It leans to this side. My hair gets way over here. My beard gets way over here. And I'm a little bit on the cheap side, so I have to sleep with them, you know, them breathe right. You see the football players wear? Because I can't breathe very well at night. And the cheap ones don't stick to your nose very well. So you'll go to sleep, it'll be stuck there. It'll be stuck. In the morning, it'll be stuck on one side, running off to the left here. And when I walk through the bathroom door, and, you know, I'm not in a great mood yet. And Tracy will look at me, and she'll turn to be kind, and she'll say, "Hey, are you okay?" And I'm in a good mood. I just got through playing. I'm stoked. I'm a morning person. It takes me just a little bit. And I'm excited. I'm trying to be kind and nice. I'm, "Yeah, baby, I'm great. Can't you tell? You know, I feel good." And at that time, the relationship between me and my wife and the relationship that we have with God, it's peaceful in my house. I love that time. There's peace inside of me. I take my shower, and I'm the one responsible for getting the kids ready. And I get my clothes on, and I go downstairs, and I wake them up. They're not as excited about being awake as I am. And I go make them breakfast. Usually it's waffles or something that's fairly easy. I make their, Tracy finishes their lunch, but I do everything else. And I go back in the bedroom to brush my teeth. Again, peaceful. I do not get all the way down the hallway, and this is what I hear. "I can't find my other shoe." Okay, no problem, we can fix that. I'm still walking down the hall trying to get to the kitchen. My waffle is crunchy on one side. All right? "Stop touching me. Jackson, if you would hurry up and eat, we would be out of here on time." Got that one. This is me. "Son, why don't you have any pants on?" "Daddy, I couldn't find any pants." So at that point, he's pouting. And some of you know he's got eye motions and face motions, and he's, because he knows that I'm going to make him go downstairs and get some britches on. We have to go to school, and we can't go like that. So at that point, peace has been disrupted just a little bit in my life. And I'm praying quickly, if that makes any sense. Restore it. God, restore this, please. We were in a good mood. Everybody was having fun. Let's get it back. Tracy, I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell this. She literally will be just barely on time for her funeral. She's never late. She's never late, but she cuts it to the edge. And when she comes in the living room and the kitchen, and I'm praying, I'm trying to get it together. My beard is straight. You can look at me normal at this point. I don't have the breathe right stuck off my face. And I say, "All right, I've got it all together." And Tracy, it's magic. She says, "Is everybody ready?" And then all of a sudden, bam, kids are ready. Book bags are on their back. And I'm like, "How did you do that? How come everybody, because you're scampering and you're hurrying, how did you do that?" And at that point, Alana, my little girl, will come up to me and say, "Daddy, I love you." And she'll hug me. She does it every single morning. And partially because my son loves me, but partially because he wants to one-up his sister, "Daddy, I love you too." And he'll run up and he'll squeeze me harder. And then my wife will attempt to kiss my face. She usually gets somewhere in here. So peace is restored. And I feel like everything is going well. I feel like God has blessed me with all these things. He's blessed me with my family. We're all Christian people. But peace was disrupted just for a moment because I allowed it to. I allowed it to. Go back and look at Psalms 32. And look at starting in verse 7. It says, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." Now, I'm not talking about delivering me from my children. I want to be with my children. But number 8, it says, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." That's just the beginning of my day. It says, the sun comes up. The song says, it's a sun. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. This is it. This is a picture of our life, and it's a picture of the day. We're starting right here. I've already run into a little bit of trouble. God's telling me, I've got this covered, but you're going to have to seek me to understand what to do. Yes, do I believe that God will lead your path? Sure. But we have to be attentive to it. We have to look. We have to seek Him. And if my family, whom I love dearly, can knock me off of my game over a waffle, what can the world do to me? Because they didn't intend to make me stumble. They didn't intend to make me lose my focus. But the world does. Make no mistake. Some people won't claim this, but I'm telling you right now, the world right now, especially Satan, does not like the fact that you're in here gathered with other Christians. Why would he not? Because you're effective at this point. You are effective. And once that we have sought peace with the Lord, now we've got to figure out where that peace comes from. Can you provide your own peace? Can you provide it for yourself? We cannot. We cannot provide our peace. What is the difference in peace and comfort? They sound similar, right? But comfort is a description of the physical. When you're sitting in your chair or your recliner and you're lying there and you're watching television, you don't say, I'm peaceful. No, you say, I'm comfortable right here. But comfortable is not a description of the spiritual life. Peaceful is a description of the spiritual life. So if I am at peace with God, what does that mean and where does it come from? How can we have peace? Peace comes from knowing that God loved you and I enough that He gave Jesus Christ for our sins. And that we've accepted that. Or if you have not, you can accept that. Peace comes from knowing that this world's a dangerous place. And whatever comes from this point on, I'm going to spend eternity with the Lord, no matter the scenario. That cannot be taken away from me because it's a promise from God. It's there. And because I can't create my own peace, and I cannot give my own soul comfort, I have to lean on the Lord for instruction because He knows me better than I know me. He knows me better than I ever will know myself. And every day when I look for a peaceful start and it gets disrupted, all I have to do is lean, take one step backwards. Take one step backwards and think, this is easy. The Lord will lead me through this. But that's not to say that as I continue on with my day that I won't run into more trouble, because that's coming too. That's coming too. Life is not full of roller coaster rides and lollipops. It doesn't work that way. But for you guys, do you enjoy school? Do you have a good time? Do you have a good time at school? How about summertime? Everybody enjoys summertime. Things are going good in the summertime, right? But when trouble comes along, do you seek God? How much different would it be if you sought God before the trouble got there? If you think, Lord, I want you to walk with me daily. Daily. And when the real trouble comes, and to make it where you can understand it, or even I can understand it, instead of roller coasters and lollipops, we get speeding tickets and have to eat sauerkraut for supper. That's not fun. I don't even like sauerkraut that much. And I sure don't like speeding tickets. Hopefully none of you have gotten a speeding ticket at this point. Has anybody gotten a speeding ticket? Good. I wouldn't admit it in here because your parents are behind you. God's in those times too. He instructs those times as well. And the inner peace that we're looking for, only He can provide. I need that kind of structure in my life. I cannot do it on my own. I have tried it before. It's not there. If you'll turn to John 14:27, it says this about peace. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Those are red letters. Those words are from Christ. That's a delivery to us. Jesus gives the peace when our world is spinning around faster than we can comprehend. That's where we run. Turn to Psalm 139. And you may ask yourself this question. Why is it that I need to have a daily walk, a constant walk with God in my life? Why would I need that? Right? Why not just give it a general overview and only I'll call on the Lord when I need trouble repaired? When things go bad, then I'll call and He'll be there. And I'm not saying that He won't be there. Well, why not make it constant? This right here will explain. We're going to go to verse 1. "O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my past and lying down, and art acquainted with all of my ways. For there is no word in the tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it." So when God's speaking and God's saying, if you'll look at me, I know the way and the path that you should go and the way that you need to go. I've got you. You're mine. I've got you. What He's telling you right here is, I know you better than you. I know what you're going to need. I know where you're going to fall short. I know where you're going to come up short. I know where things are not going to be perfect. And when they're not, I've got a solution for that too. How many of you feel like the Lord has called you to do something? Is there a calling on your life? Does that scare you? Is that something that's intimidating to you? It's intimidating to me. Do you remember the song that they sang, "He Knows My Name"? Do you remember that song that they sing during church service? I love that song. That's one of my favorites. The trouble from morning until evening, we're going through the day, we're seeking peace from God, is sometimes the smallest thing will knock us entirely off balance. And it doesn't have to be much. Sometimes for an adult, you guys don't know this yet, traffic will drive you insane. Have you ever run into a train, adults, when you didn't want a train? Has there ever been an accident in front of you when you need to be there? Or somebody cut you off and you get trapped at the red light? It's increasingly hard to be peaceful at that point. How about you guys? Have you ever gotten a bad grade?
I've gotten a bad grade.
Not proud of it, but it happened. Is it hard to be peaceful on the inside when you got a bad grade? Have you ever had a teacher that was in a bad mood? You ever had a friend be mean to you when it wasn't needed? So there's trouble. There's trouble. And if we focus on it and we let it, it will consume us. And we're not thinking about our walk daily, constantly. But at the end of that song, there's something that's a little different. It says, "And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending 10,000 years and then forevermore. You say, Mr. Allen, that's a big jump. You just went from my morning life through the middle of my day and things that may distract me to, are you talking about when I go to bed or when I'm getting old? Both. I'm talking about both things. See, this is a diverse crowd. You are the youth. And I'm in the middle. And some of the people back there are older. And they've lived these times. But you guys have it harder now than we ever did when we were your age. There are more things to distract you. More things in life that are bad for you. And I guarantee you every youth leader will agree to that. That I didn't have Facebook. And I'm not saying Facebook's a bad thing. But it can be. It can be a bad thing. What are some others? Snapchat. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Again, I had a pager. So, those are distractions and things that happen in your life. And the truth about it is, they're unavoidable, that trouble's coming. But we have a God that has loved us enough and continues to love us that much. He has provided a clear path to stick with Him. And He said He will guide us with His eye. That's not a general statement. What that's saying is, I'm watching that closely. I will guide you literally with my eye. Not, I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it, I got it. He don't say that. Raise your hand if you've been called again. As we sit here talk about this and you know that the Lord has called you, do you think that the Lord has something in store for your future, for the rest of you? Do you ever feel that pull? Have you ever sat through, how about you guys, have you ever sat through a service where there was where you felt God pulling at you, that you knew something was important, but you couldn't necessarily put your finger on it? How about you guys? Have you felt that before where you knew that God was talking to you, but you couldn't figure out exactly what He was saying? Sometimes those things are tough. Has God been speaking to you lately? Has God been seeking you? Has God been looking for you? Have you been looking for God? Is there something bothering you in life? Is there trouble? Is there something that you want to get off your chest? Do you feel the need for a Savior? Are you there in your life? Because there is no time that is more important in any of your lives that you surrender, more important than the time that you surrender to God. Say, God, I want you to be the Lord of my life. And that I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. And because of that, and because of my faith in you, I can be saved. That's a promise from God. That's true. That is 100% truth. Just like the truth that He will guide you daily from the moment you get up through your entire life. It'll never, ever, ever change. He'll always be there. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Ever. So, tonight, we're going to do like a normal service. And there's going to be a chance for you to come to an altar if you feel led to. And Maddie's going to sing a song. If God is speaking to you, if God is talking to your heart, and He's telling you, He wants to be close to you. He desires you. He wants to know that you're listening. There can be peace. Troubles can be relieved. Anything can be taken care of. Anything that you bring to the Lord can be laid right here. If you feel that God is talking to you, there's an opportunity tonight. Don't let anything stand in between you and God. Because whatever it is, I promise it's not worth it. It's not worth it. There's nothing that this world has to offer that can replace God. the Lord in your life. If God spoke to you, I pray that you come forward. Before we get out of here, the youth is going to lead us in one more song. I want to thank you for coming. It's been a good service. I love seeing this age group right here get together and do some of the things that they do at their age. I probably couldn't do something like this till I was 25. So they're going to sing one more song. Does anybody have a word before we start? All right, guys. Thank you very much. We've got a great youth choir. I'm going to ask Mr. Matthew Holcomb if he'll pray us out of here. And that will be the end of this service. Again, thank you very much for coming. Third Wednesday of every month. Third one.
Let's pray. God, I just thank you for letting us come tonight. I thank you for letting us gather and to worship you again. Pray that you just keep us safe as we go home and just help us to remember you and remember this message throughout the rest of this week. In Jesus' name, amen.